Hi guys, you are tuned in to the fifth and final season of the Swing Flamingo podcast. We talk about swinging, non-monogamy, and all other adult topics. So if you're under 18, leave now. Even though we came into this podcast with over a decade experience, we have still changed and evolved since we have started recording. So follow along with us this final season to see what's coming next for us. Hello, welcome to episode 53. Can you believe it's been 53?
Where has time gone?
Out the window. It's been a while. We were actually told, remember in the very beginning, that we wouldn't even make it to 10?
Did we do an episode last month? I'm kind of behind on my scheduling.
We did not. We just had a lot going on.
Excuses. Didn't we say we were going to do one every month?
No.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm holding myself to a different standard.
Yes. It's not my standard.
What is your standard?
I don't have one.
That's very nice. Wait a minute. What's it saying about me?
A lot. You're still around.
Okay. I'm not even going to go there today.
We actually have had a lot going on in the last month and a half. So if for some reason we don't talk about something that we did with you this episode, I apologize. We just have to touch on what we can.
Could be an intention whore. We'll get to it eventually.
Oh, yeah. We talk about other stuff later on down the road for sure.
Well, I found out a crazy fact at a party we went to a couple months ago. Did you realize that we are no longer podcasting?
Yes. That's what I was told. To the point where people were taking our banners down and have nothing to do with us because we don't. But yet here we are. Who's listening to us? Obviously, you're not listening.
So apparently somebody told the club owner of the club we've supported since day one of this podcast that we are no longer podcasting. Gee, I wonder whoever could have told them such a thing. I wonder who that happens to benefit.
Yep. That's fine, though. I mean, we've supported that club nonstop for so many years. And if we're not going to get the same support back, then they can go with someone else. I'm a little bitter, yes. I'm a little upset.
Are you a salty bitch?
Yes.
Well, it's crazy to think how much we donated for their fundraiser at the pool party we're going to talk about. Hell, even once they achieved the goal of getting the club owner up on the pole, he even asked you to go dance on the pole instead of him. So I think that kind of says a lot.
I'm not saying anything. I was always taught, actually, you said don't say anything if you have nothing nice to say. So I'm not saying anything.
That bullshit came out of my mouth?
Yes. It's because when I get mad, I tend to say things I shouldn't say.
Well, we will just skirt over that one. Call it good for now. We spoke our piece already.
Yes.
For now.
Yes. So let's change it up a little bit. Let's talk about probably the main reason we haven't did an episode the last month and a half is because of your job change.
Oh, so this is my fault that we're fucking around?
Yes. Well, it's not mine. I quit my job and I've been chilling waiting on you.
Waiting on me to what? I'm employed. What are you waiting on?
Everything.
You don't have to go to work yet, so no hurry. We'll wait till you find the right one. Hell, we don't even know where we're going to live 2 months from now.
Anywhere. Sky's the limit with your new travel.
Well, speaking of my travel, what's crazy is we have 3 Florida trips scheduled over the next month and a half, actually. We've got Secrets coming up. I have a work trip to Miami that I'm going to bring you in the later part of the week. We're going to go to probably Hollover Beach and South Beach, Miami. And then I have another trip back to Tampa. So I'm becoming a little bit of a regular in Florida.
Well, you can enjoy it. I don't know that I want to live there. So enjoy it all you want visiting.
If I move there, will you come see me?
Probably not.
Okay.
If you move there without me, I'm not going to come and visit.
You wouldn't make a booty call in Florida if I was there?
No.
God damn.
I'm not a Florida fan. I don't know why. I'm just not sold on it yet.
Well, I'm already off to some crazy work travel. Again, one of my very first weeks was through Tampa, Jacksonville, a couple of those. What's funny, the rep that I was working with, he's a little bit reserved, a little bit older guy. So when we were driving across upper Florida, we came past the Villages, which if you're familiar with that, we still don't know 100% what it is. I think it's a retirement village slash maybe nudist slash swinger. We've heard all sorts of different stories. But as we're driving through there, there's a bridge across the highway that says the Villages. And we'd been talking about it with some friends a few weeks earlier. And I said, oh, the Villages. And my rep sitting in the front seat said, oh, keep your pants zipped. He's like, if not, you'll catch something.
Well, it's because a lot of these older retirement homes, nursing homes included, assisted livings and stuff like that, they think they can't get pregnant. So they're just not using condoms and sleeping with whoever. Because that generation doesn't realize you need to use protection. STIs are still a thing.
Do you think we'll still be getting our fuck on in our 60s and 70s?
No.
Not the rate my body's falling apart. I'll be good to hit it in my 50s the way I'm breaking down. Well, another funny story. The rep I was working with the next week in Virginia and South Carolina, a little bit wilder, a little bit younger. We pulled into a place for lunch. It was me, him, and my boss. And he said, oh, you're going to get a kick out of this. He was like, my sunscreen protector is flamingos on one side and upside down pineapples on the other. And I'm just like, oh, I don't know what that means. I'm convinced he doesn't know the connection to the show or anything. I damn sure don't bring up my lifestyle stuff, but just the way he said it, I had to play dumb.
Two options is he does know, or he's just thinking that you just came from Florida. So that's why he was saying something.
I did tell the Villages story, so he might have just been rolling with it.
He probably knows.
It was a crazy week with that one. He's a little wild. It wouldn't surprise me if him and his wife were into it. Once we kind of got the formalities of introductions and a day of travel, he started getting a little wilder on the stuff he's saying, to the point that it was making my boss, who actually knows we are lifestyle, a bit uncomfortable.
Because he probably thought you had said something.
No. I'm not going to out us to customers.
Oh, just to your bosses?
My bosses, yeah. Well, hold up a second. I just realized you do have employment now. You started your career as a cam model.
Oh my gosh. It was so embarrassing.
Well, go ahead and tell the story, babe.
Well, the one time that I actually have a sports bra on and some lovely granny panties, I bring you coffee in the morning.
And I'm on my 8 a.m. Teams conference call.
Now, in my defense, you normally are not on camera. So I just happened to slow-mo onto your camera. Luckily, I think your boss is the only one that saw it.
Yeah, I was sitting there and I realized that you were pretty much naked, handing me a cup of coffee while I'm on cam. And I freaked. I didn't even know where to put my hand to cover up the camera. And my boss was like, what the hell? And everybody's like, what is he talking about? And what's funny is my boss was the only one that seen it. Luckily, there's about eight of us on the call. My boss said it looked like in slow motion. It looked like Jaws with boobs. It was like, dun, 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 dun. And they just kept coming into the screen. He was like, holy cow, look at those.
I didn't expect you to be on the call, like video. So anyways, I did get an invitation to come to the following weeks.
Yeah, make an appearance. Careful when you walk into my office now.
So embarrassing.
I've had to remember to wear pants and a shirt at times because we do turn on cameras. I'm not used to this shit, especially not working from home. I'm Winnie the Pooh in it. I basically got a t-shirt on and no bottoms. And I'm like, oh, I'm on a conference call.
Yes. So we're definitely have to change a lot of stuff with this new job. It's so embarrassing.
So how much you charge for cam now? $9.95 like the rest of them?
Since I don't have a job, let's see.
What's the going rate for a MILF? So we alluded on our last episode that we were getting ready as we were recording for a blind date. Let's talk about that one a little bit.
Yeah, it was definitely a blind date for me. I had no clue what these people looked like, who they were.
You seen pictures of them and you agreed to it.
Well, you never know what people look like in their pictures. How many catfish things do you hear out there?
Luckily, they weren't catfishing us.
I've had some friends ask me, and so would you explain this couple as lifestyle or what would you say? Because you didn't meet them on a lifestyle website.
That's a tough question. I would go ahead and say, yeah, they're lifestyle because he plays solo. She was in the lifestyle before with a husband, and now they're looking to venture back in. I would say they're lifestyle. They have experience. It wasn't like they're totally green. On our date, we were trying to act like they were newbies and, you know, kind of be chill and no pressure.
Okay, so then here's the question. Do you feel like once you're in it, you're always in it, you're always lifestyle?
No, but I wouldn't say if you got out and came back in, you're a newbie then. You may have to get your feet wet again and get reaccustomed to, hell, if you've been out for 5 years, what's changed in 5 years? But I wouldn't say that. I'd say once you get your cherry popped, you're no longer a virgin.
Okay.
Well, they had kind of a crazy dynamic. The way they played, she was into the BDSM, kind of the pain side of it. He was into the restraint side of it. So that made for an interesting mix.
And what is one thing that we found out that was their thing that they did?
Do you want me to say it?
Yep.
While she was being restrained, part of his little torture was he would make her do the multiplication tables. So when she missed a number or an answer on the multiplication tables, he would swat her with a cane or a flogger or something. Did that bring up some ideas for you?
No, because I don't want to have to try to do any kind of math.
So here's what I was thinking. I thought we would restrain you and make it a spelling bee. So every time you missed a word or a letter, kapow.
Now, I was raised with Hooked on Phonics. So you have to do my Hooked on Phonics versions, not the actual spelling of words.
Do you remember the Texas Instruments Speak and Spell? Did you have those? I'm dating myself. It's probably 50 years old now, so never mind. Well, you can't say I did a bad job picking this date. They definitely didn't catfish us. One thing, after the date was over, and as we've mentioned before, you don't date younger guys. So you the whole time were like, tell them not to say his age. Tell him not to say his age. Tell him not to say his age. So I messaged her and him and said, whatever you do, don't bring up his age.
Well, I had already planned a second date and confirmed it. Oh, I thought you said second
dick. I'm like, what?
I was already like, all right, we're going to have another date. And you didn't even know it. I think you were in the bathroom or something. I don't know.
Was I included in this date or is it just you? Because you seem pretty horned up, ready to go. I did good on that one. I'm going to pat myself on the back. Pat, pat.
As long as he doesn't make me do math, we'll be okay.
Or spelling. We've also mentioned that since I'm playing solo quite a bit, I've kind of turned over the reins on selecting couples dates to you. You've done screening of some couples. So let's go through some of these failures and successes that you put in front of me. I think I'm one for one on this. You're not batting that good.
Yes, I am.
All right, let's go through them.
I have had a couple couples. One we did go on a date on, and I feel like I did a good job on.
Okay, that one was a success, and I'll give you credit. So let's go through.
And I got quick. Their numbers and said, right away, we're going to date them. Now the other one.
Yeah, the other one. Let's go ahead and get into this one. You missed the mark on this one.
Well, I mean, when the guy got down, when he was talking to you and started doing stretches, that was definitely a no-go.
Well, set that story up. That makes no sense otherwise. We're going to talk about Splash here in a minute. I showed up at Splash and you were proud of yourself. You said, I've been proactive. I've got two couples I want you to introduce you to. I've got their numbers. We're going to go out with them.
No. I only had the one couple's okay, number. Okay,
luckily for us. Let me go forward with this. The couple that we're talking about here, we meet them in the dance area. You off the bat told me, you said, hey, he looks like you. He's tall. He's taller than you, muscular, bald. You said, she's a little fitness chick. You're going to like this couple. I said, okay, I'm liking where this is going. I'm liking where your mind's at. So we catch this couple on the dance floor. They're very attractive.
Was I wrong with the way I said they look?
No, he looked like a taller, bigger version of me, and she was a little fitness chick. I'm like, you did good. So we step out of the crowd to talk to them, and this is where it goes on a downhill. So right off the bat, it takes a bad turn. I have a herniated disc that's been giving me fits for the last 10 weeks, and I was talking about being in pain. He right off the bat starts saying, well, we saw you poolside. Everybody notices you. You need to drop about 20 pounds of both fat and muscle. So right off the bat, I'm like, who is this motherfucker? Quit working out. I'm like, who's this dumb motherfucker?
Just do stretches.
So onto the stretches. Tell everybody what he does next.
He gets on the ground and starts doing yoga poses. He starts doing the...
We're on the nasty floor. It's, again, clean hotel, but he's on the floor of this swinger party doing the downward dog and doing reps. He's not doing one.
The cat pose and doing the birthing child pose, which, you know... Yeah.
He's doing this whole fucking sequence of yoga poses. Now, I have this personality trait where if we're having a conversation and I'm bored with you, I'll say, hey, it was nice to meet you and walk off. I turn around and your ass was tootling off to the fucking other side of the bar. And I'm like, oh, this bitch just left me with these crazies.
I was like, what the fuck?
You're done. You got and waved at me and left. I'm like, fuck you. No.
I didn't even wave. I just walked away.
I didn't pick these people. So you missed the mark on that one.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So the next one was equally as attractive, approximately my age, a bit older than you, both of them.
Yep. Now, the couple that I did good on. Let's talk about them just briefly. We had a really, I would say everything kind of went through me, which was kind of weird. I normally don't.
Yeah, he kind of set it up with you and ended up bringing me into it, saying, hey, let's meet for dinner. He said dinner or drinks. And we were like, we like them enough. We can do a dinner. Usually we don't want to be tied down to anyone that long if we're questionable. We're like, yeah, we can sit through a whole dinner with these people. And right off the bat, he's like, well, how expensive of a dinner do you want? And I'm like, I'm not really worried about any of it. I couldn't imagine he'd take me anywhere I really would sweat. But we ended up going to a nice restaurant downtown Dallas.
Yep.
Which had valet parking just because the kind of downtown area it was in. So that's kind of how the evening starts. And I'm going to say we had a really good, enjoyable dinner. They were very hospitable.
Very good sushi.
Very good sushi, very good food, very good conversation. Now,
it just flowed really well.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say that they are very well off, to put it bluntly.
Yep.
And as we dug, they're professionals in their industry, both them. So at one point, he was talking about travel, and he was like, oh, have you been to Dubai lately? And I'm like, no, maybe Lubbock, Texas, but not there. So he's telling me a story about, you know, a trip they made there. But the nice thing is, even as successful as they were, I didn't feel they were pretentious or talking down to us. There was a big salary gap between the two sides of the table. But kind of like we say about ourselves, we feel like we can carry on an intelligent, fun conversation with anybody. And I think they felt pretty relaxed and comfortable with us as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it went really well.
To the fact that even with what they do, you got her number to go to a craft fair or something. You and I are both like, we'll give you our credit cards as long as we don't have to do this shit.
As long as her and I don't come back with Airstreams. Because we bonded over wanting to RV life it.
But as the night ended, they walked us outside. And again, we had valet parking. So they take our card to valet and they're kind of hem-hawing around. And knowing the kind of money these people make, I'm like, just hopefully they bring their car first. So they're kind of taking a while getting both cars. And I said, oh, did you give them the ticket for your car? He's like, oh, no, mine's parked out front here. Now, there were two cars. There was a BMW wagon and there was a fucking Rolls Royce. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, please just be the BMW wagon. So as we're getting ready to leave, he clicks it. It's the fucking Rolls Royce. And I'm like, God damn it, babe. Can you find us a date that's in our fucking tax bracket? I'm usually not that ashamed. But I just bought a brand new car. It's nothing super fancy. It's clean. It's sporty. But I'm like, it's not a fucking Rolls Royce. I'm like, come on, babe.
I wouldn't want one of those, though. I just wouldn't. I'm pretty laid back person.
I can see you driving a Rolls Royce with the dogs hanging out the window.
Nope.
But again, it was a good date. I have no qualms about it. They were super fun people. We will definitely probably hang out with them in the near future again.
See, I did good on that one.
Pat yourself on the back there.
Well, let's talk about you playing by yourself a little bit. Do you play by yourself a lot?
I play with myself a lot. Is that the same thing? I'll let you watch. That'll make two of us there.
You like how I set that up? Okay, I'm just kidding. Let's talk
I play myself a lot.
I know you do. Sometimes it gets a little annoying when I'm trying to sleep and then you're over there playing with yourself in bed and I'm like, stop.
You hear me smack it in the shower?
Shaking the bed.
That must be somebody else because I don't have enough stroke to have to shake the bed.
You shake the bed. Makes me mad because I like things still and quiet.
Well, I guess I do play rough then, even with myself.
All right, let's talk about your unicorn date.
Show's over. We're done.
You've gone on a couple, quite a few, I feel like. Are you going out on dates every night? That's how I feel at this point.
No, I've got a couple that it seems like I've got one or two a week for a stretch here. Again, we haven't recorded in a while, so this one was weeks ago at this point.
Yep.
So set up some history. I've known this one a while. Finally got a chance to go out with her.
Timing just was right with it, I think.
Sometimes I feel bad about taking dates to the same places, but it is kind of a successful setup for me. So I took this one to a restaurant in Lower Greenville, which has a nice rooftop bar.
So I wonder if you were to ever take me, if the wait staff would be like, man, this guy has a lot of action. That's his wife. Do you think she knows that he brings other girls here?
Should we try it and see? I don't go there often, and it hadn't been that many times.
Three times?
Once with you and two others. So that'd be three. So it'd be three different girls. Okay. As many people as they see, they're not going to pay any attention.
Okay.
No. But anyway, she was impressed with the rooftop place. She mentioned that I put in some thought to it, which I didn't put in a lot of thought. I've done it with others and it worked really well. That's bad. But it's a nice place and it is a good ambiance to kind of get to know somebody and get a little closer. Now, we met at the hotel and Ubered down. The times I've been with her before at parties, she's been a little wild. So I automatically thought that she drank really hard. And I was like, I would like to keep this under check because, again, I'm not going to play with somebody that's inebriated. So I had us meet at the hotel and Ubered in case I wanted a drink as well. I didn't want to be out driving under the influence. Now, meeting at the hotel was a little quirky and awkward to me because I didn't want to assume that we were going to play. Again, it was just going to be a date. If it led to that, hey, awesome. But as we talked, she's like, are you getting a room? I'm like, are we going to end up there? She's like, yeah, we're 100% doing this. I'm like, okay, that was easy and answered my question.
Yeah, but she's very direct with everything. Like she doesn't beat around the bush a lot, I don't feel like.
She's a professional businesswoman, so she has no time for fucking around.
Yeah, No games.
Which is very nice.
And that's one thing that I've liked about the last couple girls you've kind of hooked up with. You know, you've got the one in Houston and then her that are very direct on what they want and what they are needing, and it's done. I'm not questioning, like, if they're playing games or not.
Well, just so we're not in a random bright hotel room, I went up ahead of time and kind of set it up. I threw out our little mood lighting. Now, the vibe to the date kind of started off a little slow. When she first came to the hotel, I just got a little side peck on the cheek, and I'm like, okay, this is a little awkward for her being as aggressive and forward as she is in DMs. At dinner, it was kind of the same way. I actually ended up sitting on the same side of the booth as her, and at one point, I finally just said, hey, can I get a real kiss from her, from you? And that was probably the first kiss we've had. I think we might have had some at some parties before, but it was the first one on this date. When we got back to the hotel, it kind of had the same vibe. It was kind of moving kind of slow. In my head, I'm like, are you into this or are you not? So I kind of had to work through it. And once we finally got started, it went fast and furious from there. But at first, I was just a little bit nervous because she didn't really seem scared, but it didn't have the really quick build-up passion that I was hoping for.
No, I think it was just different than what you're used to.
Maybe so. Well, the play was really good with her. So that was an enjoyment. She's a super cool chick. The play was really hot. Now, this was kind of hard for me to tell you, and for some reason I was a little uncomfortable, but she is the first girl in a very long time that has made me come just from fucking. I know when you and I had the talk, I was like, how much do you want to know?
Yeah.
That's not normally a thing with me, but for some reason I was in the middle of it, and I'm like, and I had to ask her, I'm like, can I come on you? She's like, well, yeah. I'm like, and I told her later, that's usually not something that I do. Now, I've mentioned this to you, that I told you that I've never had any bad sex. And when I told you that, you kind of rolled your eyes, so I assume you might have. But there's never been one that I've walked away from that I was like, that was terrible. But as I've told you, I'm kind of in more into the ones that will fuck me back. This was a good example on her. She and I were playing, and at one point I pulled out and told her to finger herself. And she started rubbing herself. I said, no, I didn't say rub yourself. I said, finger yourself. So then she was fingering herself, and I pulled her fingers out and started sucking them, and then put my dick back in her. And I noticed while I was sucking her fingers at one point and fucking her, she was basically finger fucking my mouth, which made me a little homophobic or a little homoerotic at one point. And I realized that she was finger fucking my mouth while I was fucking her. And I'm like, this is fucking awkward.
You're so weird. No, it's not.
It just felt a little awkward because she was finger fucking my mouth with three fingers while I was fucking her. And I was like, well, after sucking it off her fingers, I'm like, I don't know what to do now. This is kind of strange.
I think you're thinking a little too much into that, you weirdo.
Maybe so. But that's what I say. I want to play with women that are fucking me back in some way or the other, rather than just laying there with their legs spread. And that was a prime example. Now, I don't know if I told you the story, and actually, I'd read something on the internet, a meme or something, that kind of made me think of it. When I was done, I had her face down and ended up squirting all the fuck over her back. And after I kind of recovered, and I'm regretting it now, I said, would you like a towel? And she said, no, I think I'll just lay here with your kids playing around on my back. And I'm like, okay. And I laid up against her shoulder and just lay there and chatted for about another 10 or 15 minutes. And I thought about that later. I'm like, she might have been being sarcastic.
She probably was.
And now, I didn't catch it.
Because if that was me, I would have been fucking in the shower already. I'd been like, don't get it on my hair. Don't get it on my face.
My first thought was like, man, if this was Kimmy and you were to roll over in the bed with that shit all over, we'd both be in trouble.
You probably should apologize to her.
I don't know if I want to bring it back up. Again, I felt really awkward when I read a meme about somebody, you know, no, I'll just lay here with your kids on my face. I'm like, oh my God, that's literally the way our conversation went. And I was just like, okay, this is a weird kink she's got. And I just laid up against her shoulder. I wasn't going to lay on her freaking back because I didn't want my head fucking dipped in it.
You probably should ask her and apologize.
You might have to. I'm never bringing this up again. Now, as I mentioned, I just got a new car. I had it for a month before I actually drove this car because I was still finished out with the former company. When we Ubered, I somehow left my glasses in the Uber. So I had to drive back from Dallas to our hometown, which is about 30 minutes here, in a new vehicle. I had no idea where the fucking switches were, and I couldn't see a fucking thing in it.
No, you don't know where anything is in that vehicle.
That was the drive from hell. When I got home the next morning and I was kind of recapping the date with you, the first thing I said to you was, how much do you want to know? And it was kind of odd for me to just say, hey, it was really, really good sex with her. I enjoyed it. So that one felt odd for me because I've never just had been like, this chick just blew my mind. She and I clicked really good in bed. So I felt weird about telling you that.
Do you think it's because we've known her for a while that you felt that way? Because you told me about your girl in Houston, you said it was really good. You know, like, do you think it's just because we've known her for a while?
It could be. And by the same token, I don't want to ever hurt your feelings. I don't want you to ever feel like, oh, am I not good enough? I don't want you to have that feeling. But I was just like, honestly, it was really good and I'd like to do it again.
Are you saying I'm not good enough?
Not at all. You can try.
Everyone just heard you say that.
Shut up. I'll get the guy that does the downward dog to take you out. How's that? Then you can tell me about your date.
He'd be flexible.
There you go. Well, one thing that you said you really liked about her is, again, we're doing this through Facebook DM, so you're on the same account as me. She right off the bat was like, well, what are your boundaries and do's and don'ts? And I said, yo, for us, it's no anal and condoms during penetration. And she's like, yeah, that's basically mine. She also said, I'm not into rough sex and this and that. But what's funny is she and I were so well connected. I was kind of spoon fucking her. And at one point she took my hand and put it on her throat. And it's like, squeeze. And I'm like, I want you to hold onto my hand because I don't want the first time out me crushing your throat. So that was that kind of a power exchange and trust there. So what do you think about interactions with her?
Well, I like the fact that she's reached out to me just to make sure I was okay with everything. And, you know, that goes a long way when the girls actually talk to me a little bit and show me some respect, because I'll give you up a little more.
Well, I'll be damned.
If they don't show me respect, then it's a no-go.
So let's go ahead and put your number out so these girls can call you.
Now, I do read a lot of the messages. I have access to them. I try not to, just because that's kind of you and their stuff.
I'm not worried about it because I don't get...
I know, but I mean, I don't want someone like, oh, well, she's, you know, I will jump on there and check to make sure everything, you know, like there is anything that I'm uncomfortable with. But for the most part, I'm not, you know, just reading them, but I do have access to them.
Which has worked really well for us. Some people like, we don't think that's necessary. I'm like, I have no problem with it. And that's kind of like when I'm interacting with a wife, I have no problem with what I'm saying. I'm not going to say something so crude that I don't want her husband to say it, or something so shady that her husband can't read it. I never want to be that person.
Well, and let's be real honest and kind of take a reality check here. Sometimes feelings pop up or emotions, and let's just say this girl, I'm just going to use her as an example, sure, though, because this isn't true, but this is just an example. We've known her for a long time. And then all of a sudden, now you're playing with her. You know, I could have felt a way like, oh, so you've always had this feeling towards her. You know, like a jealousy, I guess, could have creeped in, or weird vibe with her. But if I'm reading messages, I would see the progression of your guys' relationship and not think that you guys have had some secret thing happening for years.
Right.
Now, you guys didn't.
No.
And that's, you know, I was just using this as an example. And, you know, and there's some girls that I can get a vibe from how they talk to you or you, how you interact. And there's some girls where I'm like, I don't think you're going to be playing with her again or long term. I think it's good to have access to that stuff.
I agreed. Now, I have to say, with my solo play, you've been somewhat fucking feral lately. What's been up with that? You've been a horny bitch.
It's just because you've been wearing a cock ring that I'm determined to try to get off every time.
I made the joke an episode ago about getting my wallet stolen. I got this pretty cool-ass cock ring that's two-piece, and it snaps with magnetic snaps. Your pussy tried to steal it from me the other night.
No, it has.
Yeah.
Several times.
We're going at it, and I'm like, something feels different. It takes a lot to unsnap that magnet.
It's called pussy control.
Pussy control. You've got it. Well, even after me talking about my solo date, I walked in the bedroom that night and you had the fuck lights on. You had a wad of toys.
I really just wanted a massage, but...
Well, you were massaging those pussy walls with a dildo and a vibrator. And you were like, you can join me or you can't. I don't care. I'm like, okay, let me rinse off right quick. Like, what the fuck? You've been a dirty, dirty girl.
I'm a sucker for a massage. I apparently needed one.
Well, one thing I've tried to focus on since I'm taking girls out on real dates and to a hotel, I've just tried to do the same to you, not only just doing dates, but I'm like, fuck, I'll take you up to a nicer hotel. I took you to your favorite place in the whole world.
Medieval times.
Yay.
Medieval times.
You're way too involved in this shit. I think you should go to work there.
I would love to work there.
That'd be so funny. I told you you needed to take a job there just to try for a week or two, just so you can put that on your resume.
I would. I want to so bad.
I serve chicken legs at Medieval times.
They're not chicken legs, they're dragon legs.
Dragon legs, shut the fuck up. What would you do at medieval times?
I would do it all. I don't even know. I would do anything.
I don't care. Just put me somewhere.
I would scoop
the poop.
Would you be a beer
wench?
I would scoop the poop. I don't care.
Damn.
I would run. No, I wouldn't run. Okay, so I watch the little squires and stuff that run out and poop the scoop, and I'm like, are they going to fall? Do you ever wonder, like, how many of them have tripped in that thick sand and fell?
You're seen, that'd be funny. One's going running after some shit and takes a big spill. I wish you would apply at medieval times now that we're talking about it. I'm gonna encourage you to just go apply and see what they got.
They're like, she's fucking old, she can't do this.
Damn.
I so want to work there. I would be down for that.
I got to work tomorrow, so let's get into this. I've only got 20 hours of footage, so. Damn.
Moving on.
Yeah. So you haven't ventured into solo play yet, but you've been doing some solo stuff while I've been traveling so damn much. Let's talk about a couple things you've been doing.
All right. So some of the solo stuff I've been doing is working at Medieval Times. No, I'm kidding. Medieval Times.
You're going to get slayed if you don't fucking...
All right. I've gone to a meet and greet. That was really fun.
Was it weird going without me?
No.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Well, here's the thing, though, is that I kind of was having a down day mentally. And I actually sat in my car for about an hour before I even went into the meet and greet. But then I was just like, I was talking to you and I was like, no, I have to go. I need to go. And then when I got in there, I knew a lot of people. And so I felt comfortable and I enjoyed all of the conversations that I had. So I needed to go.
Sometimes human interaction makes a big difference on your
psyche. I personally have to have human interaction.
Sometimes I'm that way too, so I get it.
I do want to talk about the meet and greet environment. It was at a bar, and obviously the bar knew about our lifestyle. Now, here is my problem with the bar, is they had karaoke going on. It was so loud that we went outside, and you could still hear the karaoke loudly outside. They even turned off two speakers, and they had a DJ. I mean, it just was... I think when you're picking meet and greets, make sure you have some that people can actually talk and interact with. It was hard. Anyways, so I did find out that they were going to have midget wrestling the next night.
Didn't you scold me last time I said midget?
That's what it's called.
How was it?
It was amazing.
Are you wanting to run off and join the midget wrestling group as well? You're just coming up with all these random jobs. Like, yes. I don't need the money. I'm going to be a circus entertainer. Person. There you go.
I would be down for it. It was fun. I actually ended up going with our boy, and he actually got in the ring.
Yeah, so you sent me a video of our boy in the ring with a little person getting smashed in the head with what looked like a pizza pan or something, a pizza tray
cookie,
or something.
Cookie tray.
A cookie tray. I was like, what the hell? And our boy's like, woo.
He's like, that's my mom over there. And the next thing you know, he goes, whack. He's a little crazy like me, though.
Yeah, that video didn't surprise me too much. If it had been you, it wouldn't have surprised me too much. So
I know I was a little jealous, not going to lie.
That'd be an idea for your birthday. I'll get a midget to smack you in the head. You want to fuck a midget?
Yeah, I'd have to meet the right one.
Okay.
Wow. That's not on my bucket list, though, but I would have to meet the right one.
I've developed a bucket list. We're going to have to talk about that soon. Not now, but soon.
Hmm.
You're probably worried. Yeah, you're probably worried.
Probably, yes.
Well, when we reconvened, we did hit a friend's pool party recently. I guess we're finishing out the summer with pool parties.
You know, I had a good time at the pool party. We actually talked to some couples that we hadn't talked to before, but we had seen them. And come to find out, we actually have a lot in common as them. So that was fun. Kind of got to meet different groups of people. I really liked that.
Well, again, I was suffering very badly from my herniated disc, or whatever you call it. So I wasn't in the best of spirit. Well, you mentioned, as you kind of touched on there, the different groups of people. It wasn't just a super tight-knit crowd. There were different people they met at Temptation, people they knew from meet and greets, people that they had slept with, people they hadn't slept with, people they'd been on vacation with. So it was an odd mix of people. But to us, that was cool because it's not the same cookie cutter type crowd.
Well, and you can interact with different groups. Now, there was one group that came in late, sat over there, and then came in the middle of the pool and only talked to each other. That was the only...
They stood in a circle, so they literally had their back to everybody. So yeah. There was no penetrating that group.
And no, they were the only ones. To. Yeah. Everyone else, I think, interacted really good. I think it was fun. Just some of the different conversations. And I met someone that had a, what kind of piercing did he have?
Would it be his taint? Right there between his balls and his asshole?
Yeah.
The very, very bottom of his scrotum.
Which, I mean, I know people got that, but I didn't know any. I've never known anyone that actually had it.
Did you get to see it?
Probably if I wanted, but no. I should have. I didn't think to ask him to look at it.
When somebody says you have to a piercing, you always have to say prove it. That's the point of it.
I didn't think about it. He probably wanted me to ask. Dang it. Why didn't I think of that?
Now, speaking of people proving that they have piercings, ma'am, I think you were, for some reason, you're the only nude person there for a little bit.
Well,
or at least the first one.
I tend to be nude, and I swear someone took my swimsuit that I was going to change into on purpose.
You took the world's smallest swimsuit. It's basically a string that wraps around. Yes. A string and a string.
I call it my pussy protector because that's all that it does.
So that wasn't in your bag. So you just said, fuck it, I'm going naked.
Yeah. So I was sitting on the side of the pool and I had my towel like wrapped around my waist, but I had my legs spread and there was this guy across the way and he just was chatting along in this serious conversation and everyone was like doing like drive by, like swim bys, because you know, like my vagina's out. And he's sitting there just chatting away. And so everyone's watching him to see if he's going to notice. And then he goes over to tell his wife and she does one. And she's like, oh my God. I mean, girl, I know my vagina's out. Like they were shocked that I had it out.
You turned to me as soon as you sat down. You said, I'm going to sit here with my legs spread and see what kind of reactions I get. She's like, I'm going to see if people be polite if they're going to look or say anything. What's funny, one of our Louisiana friends was sitting there talking to you and looked down and was like, holy shit. You're like, yeah, I've been sitting here showing it to you for the last 20 minutes.
And then one girl was literally like leaning on my knees and just sitting there chatting away. She had no clue till she was like, oh God. I was like, yeah, you're like a foot away from my vagina.
Well, I guess we're on the topic of another pool party. What's crazy is this pool party used to be one of the highlights of our year. And I say used to be. What used to be a full episode is going to be cut down to highlights now, if there even are any highlights to it. Well, let's cover the Oklahoma City yearly pool party.
We didn't even stay at the hotel. We went on Friday. I met you there.
Again, we used to stay the whole freaking week. We started off as amateurs going Friday, yeah. Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And over the years, it's grown to a full week event. This time we so didn't give a care that we just went Friday and Saturday.
Those of you that have listened to our show know that when I talk about this, I absolutely love it. And it's one that I tell everyone, bring your sheets. You're going to bug bomb your room. You're going to have food, you know, all this stuff. And it was weird not taking a loaded down car for all that.
I think we had an ice chest, if that.
And,
we went and bought some snacks.
Yeah.
And then we had our swimsuits and a suitcase and we stayed at the hotel up the street that was nicer. When we showed up, there were only like three rooms left. They were on the outer ring, which are usually pretty ghetto.
Yeah.
The hotel owner gave me the key and let me check them all. The first one had a broken mirror and stuff in the floor. Didn't look like the floor had been vacuumed. The second one was a little bit better, but it had what looked like boogers on the wall above the bed. I'm like, no. And I couldn't get in the third one. And I was like, originally I was thinking, man, we'll do this like old school. Like when we first started this, you know, kind of bring back old memories. And I was like, I wouldn't stay in this by myself, much less force you to stay there. So I was like, we're going to go up the street. We're done. So I had a little friend that I was hoping to connect with there. And when we went in and we're looking at getting registered, her and her husband were in the lobby and they both showed us they were covered head to toe in bites. Yep. And unfortunately it was bed bug bites. She absolutely got a rash from it. He was in a little better shape. I think it happened on his feet up to about his knees, but head to toe, she was covered in bed bug bites. Now, the bad part is that's probably one of about five stories of bed bugs we heard over the weekend and people getting absolutely infested with them.
Well, I think in the past they've had someone come in and spray the hotel, and I'm just thinking it didn't happen this year. It was bizarre that this has happened because we've gone to this hotel over the last, well, over 15, 16 years. And this is the first time that there's been this big of a breakout.
Everything was off this year versus the prior years. One thing that we had talks with amongst what we call the OGs, the ones that have been doing this 10 or 15 years, is the vibe of the whole thing was off. There was just so much, and maybe it's due to the influx of new people, but nothing felt like the old days, which everything has to grow and change. We found that out in the hot rod scene, but it changed to the point where it wasn't really even enjoyable. Do you think that's because we've aged out? I still feel like we're young at heart and want to party.
No.
I think our crowd was young at heart and was definitely wanting to party. They're a lot harder partiers than we are. So,
well, I mean, at one point we were all under the tent and we were dancing, having fun. And then someone brought out the Sibian.
Yeah, our group was getting the party started Friday night on their own. One of the guys pretty much started acting like the DJ and started playing stuff off his playlist. And again, everybody was wanting to have fun. People were singing. People were dancing as stupid as they wanted to. And then, as you mentioned, somebody brought out the Sibian and put it right in the middle of the tent.
And then it just kind of died out.
That was it. Everybody's like, okay, we're going back to sitting and watching this couple fuck on the Sibian. I'm not against any public sex or anything like that, but it really just killed the mood. It went from a 10 to a 2.
It was such a weird vibe. I don't even know what was happening. It was bizarre. Before, there's a lot of stupid stuff happening, you know, in the past, and it just...
There'd be room parties. You'd walk by a room, yeah. They'd have it open. People would be in there partying. You'd walk by, some people were fucking there on a poolside or even on the infield. There would be people partying or fucking. I made the comment at one point that it felt like a Baptist reunion.
Yeah, it was bizarre. I don't know what was happening. I think we'll have to try some different pool parties out next year. Now, one of the highlights of the pool party, though, was that we did get a meet up with quite a few of our listeners.
Which was kind of flattering, because in years past, we've had a canopy and put a sign up just, I guess, when we started the podcast. This year, we're just like, yeah, we're just going, as we always do, literally Lee and Kim. And we had people seeking us out, being like, hey, we've asked around which ones you were and glad you finally made it.
I think that we probably will actually kind of stay connected with some of them, for sure.
Well, I had a couple odd situations, and I'm going to bring up a couple examples. And this is when dealing with wives as a podcaster. Each scenario was a little different and played out a little different. The first one was one of the people there had really pushed me to play with his wife.
Now, he has for years.
Yeah, and it's never happened. I don't know if I haven't realized it in the past years or just didn't push it, but she's super attractive. She kind of fits one of my types. So I was down. But every time I would go to talk to her, it was like talking to a brick wall. And I'm not saying anything bad about her. I just felt like she wasn't on the same page as him.
Like she wasn't interested.
Yeah.
Is what it, yeah. Not necessarily a brick wall, but like a wall. Like she was putting a wall up like, nope, not interested.
Yeah. And I've run into that at times where a husband will be like, you need to fuck my wife. She's really interested. And I go talking to her and she's like, I'm not fucking interested, and puts me in a weird position. So that one was kind of weird.
Yeah.
The second one is I was kind of giving a little impromptu lap dance to a new friend, and the girl beside her that I just met, she's like, oh, I want to turn. So I kind of hopped on her lap and was just kind of wiggling around a little bit. And I was interested in this girl anyway. And I leaned in to give her a kiss, or asked for a kiss. And she's like, no, not unless you have the password. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. So I kind of let that one sit. Later in the day, I caught her. I was like, what was that password stuff? And she said, oh, you have to get a password for my husband to give me a kiss. And I'm like, that's real cute and all, but I'm not going to play that game. I'm all about, you know, if I need to meet your husband and do, I don't know. It's just, I'm all about respect and respecting boundaries. But that one to me was just like, if I have to ask for a password or a code or a secret handshake to give you a kiss, I don't know if I'm going to go that way. If y'all aren't at the point where you can be autonomous on your own and just do what you want.
Yeah, just not the right fit for you.
No, wasn't matching up there. The third one was with a listener's wife. And this puts me in an odd situation because we hit it off with this couple, found her super attractive. At the dance that night, she came up and was chatting with me, and she would kind of have a little touch on me. She'd put her arm, you know, around my back or kind of rub on my back. And I'd do the same for her. And then we'd separate a little bit, and then it would happen again, and one would separate. And at one point, she was all like, can I scratch your chest? I'm like, oh, that's pretty hot, yeah, because I was in this glow outfit that was unzipped to the chest. Now, going forward with being a podcaster, I didn't want to be awkward. I didn't want to be like, oh, yeah, this chick's just totally about me, when she was just, you know, maybe liking the show or whatever. So that kind of put me in an odd situation. I don't ever want to be all over someone's wife just because they happen to listen to our show. I don't ever want to think that. So I was trying to figure out how to play through that situation there. I just couldn't get the timing or the vibe down correctly.
Well, and we've debated playing with listeners multiple times on here. Sometimes it's hard.
Are you sexually interested in us, or do you just like us? Because, again, I don't want to
hopefully we'll talk granted. About you on the show.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about you on the about the show either way.
Good or bad. So you take the choice of which one you want to be in.
If you're around me, I'm talking about you.
So it seems like every year at the pool party, I have some major injury to my freaking dick. This year was no exception. Somehow at the gym, there's a piece of equipment called the belt squat that basically has a belt that goes around your waist and hooks onto a piece of equipment and you squat up with it. Somehow the chain on the belt squat slipped and pinched the shit out of the head of my dick. It pinched me bad enough I thought it might have cut it off. I finished my rep and reached down. I was like, I've got some hurt going on.
It did leave a mark.
I had three pretty good chew marks on the side of my dick. So I was talking to a friend and we were kind of talking about playing. I'm like, I might need to skip, or I would probably need to skip you giving me oral because I don't need this in. I've got a little bit of an open spot on it. It'd have to be covered with a condom if we did anything. And she was friends with us when I had the incident where I burnt the hole in my nutsack with Nair. And she was like, son, you're just going to have to wrap your dick in bubble wrap before the next party you attend. So that may be something for next year. Now, somehow you ended up being the center of attention game day. What's up with that?
Well, it's because I was going around giving my shots like I normally do.
You had this backpack that KB bought at a swap meet with us that you fill full of, what, margaritas or something?
Yeah.
And it has a spigot in it that you can basically...
Yeah, but it's gravity float. That's the only thing I don't like about it.
Needs to be pressurized.
It.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun. Everyone loved it. And they were hollering at me, come and give me shots, give me shots, where they actually had games going on. And I kind of felt bad for a second because everyone was hollering at me to give shots. But it is what it is.
What's funny, you talk about you being the center of attention. I probably had five different people DM me. They're like, hey, I don't know if you appreciate this or not, but I snuck some pictures of her while she was, or videos of her while she's out giving everybody shots. It was pretty funny. I got from like four or five different people of different angles.
But I enjoy hanging out with everyone and being around everyone. You know, I enjoy that.
Well, we always give credit where credit is due. I think we're going to give a shout out to the MC, Mr. Buzz. When he got on the microphone every time, he was good about getting the crowd hyped up.
Yeah.
He really rocked the microphone. Well, I told you I got a really weird proposition. I had a guy come up, talk to me at one point, and he was like, hey, I host hot wife parties. Would you be interested in being one of our guys? And I'm kind of like, are you trying to fill a quota of average white dicks? Why do you want me in this? And he said, well, he's like, every time I see you, you've got a hot chick hanging on you, or you're talking to a hot couple.
I think he thought you were single too.
He was weird about it because I was like, you'd have to run that by my wife. That's always, you have to talk to my agent, as I always say. And then he was like, well, if you can't please at least five girls a night, I don't want to fucking mess with you. I'm like, well, I don't know how many I can go through when I keep it up, but that five might be doable. It was bizarre. I'm like, yeah, it's probably not going to be my fit.
Would you want to do that?
I'm going to say no. Because again, I go a lot off energies. It might be hot once, just fucking do it. But I'm pretty selective on the energies. So if I had some fucking starfish or a dud, I'd be like, oh, I have to power through this crap. God bless her. How's that for conceited?
Yup.
Unfortunately, shortly after the afternoon stuff, there came a big monsoon of rain, or threat of a monsoon of rain. And that literally was the end of the event.
Yeah, everyone took down their tents early Saturday and it was done.
It was nothing like the days of everybody partying until literally 6 the next morning. There'd be people passed out on the yard. What, it just wasn't the same thing.
No, not at all. It was very weird. It upsets me because so many years we promoted this pool party, loved it, and really pushed how amazing it was for it not to be like it used to be.
Well, how many people came up and said, we traveled here just because of the stories we've heard on your podcast?
Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone. It's not what it used to be. People still had fun.
Yeah. Well, good news is we got reached out to by a promoter that does another big pool party here in the Midwest and that we might be part of next year. So there's still a show next year. We'll leave that one untouched. We will bring more details in the near future. So pool parties, pool parties, pool parties. Let's talk about Splash in Houston. This was your event, lady. So
I worked it.
Dive into this motherfucker.
So it was different than some of the events I've gone to. It was definitely a couples event.
So how did you end up working this event?
The owner of Splash really wanted me to work for him. Wanted me to be the front person and greet people and talk to people. Can you believe that?
You're so hospitable.
Yes, I am.
I look at the way you treat me and like, I hope you treat other people better.
I mean, I only threw a few bottled waters at people. But no, I had a really good time. And I went and you were going to come down because you were working. And I kept messaging you and I was like, this is a couples event. And I don't think that you realize that it was a legit, like if this was something that you and your spouse play together, this would be a good event for you. It's definitely a couples event.
Would you say if you're not interested in entertaining any sort of singles, it'd be a good opportunity?
Oh yeah. You have classes going on. You have pool parties. You have a ballroom with a theme. You have a lot of time to interact. A lot of people went to dinner with each other. Now, coming from the working side, I was in heaven working this event. It was almost like work porn for me. It was. And I sent you pictures and was so excited. It was so organized. OCD heaven. How I felt.
You're the person that alphabetizes the soup based on what it is and then fronts everything on the labels. So yeah, I'm sure this was right up your alley as far as the organization.
Yes. I was so excited how well it was put together, organized for the workers. And we come in, we completely, I don't want to say gutted the hotel, but I felt like we gutted the hotel, rearranged furniture. We brought in poolside chairs, trash cans, the whole nine yard belonged to Splash. Definitely worth the money, I feel like. And I hopefully will work it again.
Well, I think you drank more at that event than you have at any other event this year.
I did not.
I got a nice little phone call from you.
I did not drink a lot.
You were wilding.
I was having fun. I was seeing people I hadn't seen in a while. We'd worked cruises with some of them. So I was just having fun and goofing off. And I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to drive until someone gave me vodka.
Well, you called me and you're like, this is so-and-so's birthday. We're giving them lap dances. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. And then I heard his wife and I'm like, oh, I do know who that is. That's one of our former supervisors when we were on the cruise. So I was like, I haven't seen them in forever.
Yeah, I was so excited to hang out with them and I was having fun. And then I got the Fireball that was not Fireball. I think it was cinnamon vodka because it was the last drink of the night.
And you're allergic to vodka.
I'm allergic to vodka.
You were rooming with our friend Amy and I heard she had to snuggle up on you or hold your hair while you're puking or something.
It freaked her out because I kept telling her, I was talking to her and she was thinking, she was like, oh, you're drunk. And I was like, I'm not drunk. And so it was freaking her out because I was so sober, but I wasn't. And I was like, no, I have Benadryl and an inhaler in there. And so anyways, but I got up the next morning earlier than a lot of people and worked.
You don't ever let that stop you. You'll work with a hangover or semi-drunk if you have to.
Yep.
Well, I went ahead and surprised you. I was finished with my conference calls 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I said, hell, it's only a 3-hour drive down to Houston. So I surprised you by showing up. I don't know if you were happy with me showing up, but I came anyway.
Well, I didn't care. I was working. And I think you thought that I was
wilding it up, like the phone calls. Yeah.
I think that you thought that I wasn't as busy as what I was, but I was, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. How did you feel about me working the event? Because you did not work it. Like, did it bother you that I was working a lifestyle event without you?
I'm going to say no. I really didn't put that much thought into it. Sounded like you were partying a lot harder when I get caught
I wasn't.
Fuck, you aren't. I'm going to
record it. I don't know why you say that, because I really wasn't.
At one point, I'm like, are you talking to me or a random person in the crowd? He's like, I'm talking to you. I'm like, okay, I can't tell. Well, as you mentioned, it was definitely couple-centric. I wasn't super outgoing that day, but some friends of ours were at the far end of the pool when I showed up Saturday. And I went and sat with them, and you mentioned that people were asking who the hell I was.
Yeah.
Because it was that noticeable.
You were a single guy there, and people were asking, and I was like, that's my husband. They're like, oh, okay. It was definitely interesting.
That's crazy. A crowd full of people, and they see a guy sitting by himself, and they have a freak out. Well, as you mentioned, dinners. I got an offer from some friends of ours that are local that were at Pod Bash to go out to dinner with them. So that was a nice break. I felt good to be included in something. Now, crazy thing about this is one of the people at the dinner was a young lady that I've been trying to hook up with.
And you got called out in front of everyone at dinner.
I got called the fuck out because something was said about me playing solo a lot. And she said, so you mean you're out here fucking all these unicorns and haven't given me a chance yet? And I'm like, and everybody's looking at me. I'm like, yes, no, maybe.
Well, she didn't know that you were playing single, though.
No.
And her husband play every which way. I don't want to say every which way, but they play single and they play together.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I rode with them to and from the dinner. And on the way back, it felt weird. I felt like I was being interrogated. I was sitting in the back seat. And so they're like, okay, let's go through the dynamic here. They're like, what do you do? I was like, well, I'll go out on a date with a woman. We'll do whatever. And then we'll go to the hotel. And they're like, well, that's where we're different. We don't do the dating part. And I'm like, well, it's not like we're dating, like high school dating. You're going to wear my ring or anything. It's just, I don't necessarily want to pick up your wife and go to a hotel and fuck her. I'd at least like to treat her like a lady and dinner or drinks, whatever.
Well, and just make sure the vibe's right beforehand.
Yeah, I guess I could pick her up and take her to a hotel. Just do that. I've still been thinking about that one kind of loosely. I don't know how that fits.
No, because I still think that would be weird because, I mean, what are you going to do? Just walk in straight in there and be like, all right, strip down, let's go.
Yeah,
no, I mean,
no
you
build-up.
Lead into it.
Right. I'm still struggling with that. There has to be the right energy. I think she and I could be pretty passionate. Like we might have could have fucked in the car even, but.
But you've gone to dinner with her beforehand.
There was our date. It was with 10 other people, but. Your roommate and me had played before on occasion at Naughty New Orleans. So while you were working, you had me babysit her at the bar a little bit. I ended up getting really tipsy really fast for some reason. I had her buy me drinks.
Oh, see?
It's different when I do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's different when the man does it, lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she had to just run up to the room for something. I wasn't planning on playing, but we got in the elevator and started making out. And I grabbed her hands and put them above her head and started kissing her in an elevator full of people. So we get back in her room and that continues for a second. And she made the comment, which was off the fucking wall. She said, I don't know how to read you. She's like, you go from the submissive side to the dominant side. And I'm like, scratching my head. I'm like, I don't ever remember subbing you or anybody else. I don't know if I could spell sub, much less. So I was like, where did this shit come from?
Yeah, that was bizarre.
So then my dom side went in a little more. We started making out. And when she said that, I don't know what made me do it, but I started smacking her tits. I was just beating the hell out of them. It's kind of bizarre. I don't know what came over me. I was drunk and just kind of in the moment feeling it. But I was like, I don't know if I've ever been subbed to anybody. I don't know if I've ever been subbed to you. I guess I have a little bit.
Yeah, you have with me.
It's not the norm by any means. What about you? Did you get any propositions during the week? Can't imagine you didn't.
It's one of those, we've talked about this. I did get some, but I feel like I get more when I'm hosting or doing an event working. And I don't think that they're serious ones. Now, I did have one guy that we see him and his partner quite a bit. And we have a good rapport and connection. And so we were kind of like filling each other out, talking about the different dynamics and this and that. And I think I felt like at one moment he was kind of wanting to go, you know, like see if I was interested in playing with him, but kind of laid back about it. He didn't come out and just ask, but then that was it.
Well, you brought that up to me. You said, I think so-and-so has propositioned me. And I was like, oh, you ought to go play with them. And you're like, what? Like, that's not the norm. I was like, yeah. I was like, we've known him for a while. I think he's a good guy. I think he's pretty trustworthy. And I think it kind of caught you off guard. Then I'm like, yeah, you should go try solo. And you're like, are you wanting a threesome? Are you wanting to hook up with her? I said, I think you and him just need to go play solo and see how that feels. It's someone we trust. So, and it's not someone that's in our circle that we're super accustomed to. So I kind of thought it'd be a good experience.
Yeah, it threw me off. Well, I know that in the past when you switched over and you were playing by yourself, we had talked about, you know, like me playing solo. And at the time, I know that we were just going to focus more on your dynamic. And so now that we're a year later, I guess we had never just readdressed it. And it kind of threw me off that you said I could go do it. Because I don't know that I really had ever even asked you in the last year of going and playing with anyone solo.
Yeah, we'll just have to adjust as we go.
You know, since we're kind of talking about some of the different dynamics, how they've changed over the last year and some different stuff, our views, let's talk about some of the kind of questions or some different talks that we've had a lot lately. So do you think that over the years, your view on how you approach your play partners has changed? Because I know sometimes you approach unicorns different than you do married women. In the very beginning, you used to make sure that the husbands were approached first before you would kind of, I don't want to say hone in or talk more play with married women?
That's a tough question. I'm not sure how I approach unicorns different than married women. What are you thinking on that?
I'm just thinking that I feel like it's easier for you to approach a unicorn probably because do you still talk to the husbands first or do you just start talking to them?
That's a tough one. I've got a date this Friday that I've not spoke to the husband.
But you have in the past.
Years ago at a pool party. I'm not even friends with him on Facebook. It's kind of the bad part. I was thinking about that the other day that I've got a date with this woman and I've had no interaction with the husband. And I may even go back to her and be like, do I need to make contact with your husband? Because I honestly feel bad about that.
Yeah.
And going back to your deal, you brought that up about any potential play partners for you. You know, I brought up in the past, hey, we've got this one here in town. You've got that one that we know. It would be fine. If you just said some random guy, at this point, I'd probably be like, no. The one we talked about, I was like, oh, yeah, I met him. I talked to him. I like him. Go do it. And that kind of cuts you off guard. So from the husband's side of the married woman, I'm kind of just a random guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tricky. It has actually been on my mind. I don't think I approach a unicorn and single wife any different. I try to be respectful, express interest. I do ask typically, oh my God, I feel like a dick now because I haven't asked this Friday's date. Do I need to interact with your husband? But she and I were having the talk. They took a break and she came back and was like, hey, I'm ready to do this now. So I feel a little weird now that we're having this conversation in light of what I'm doing Friday.
See, holding you accountable.
No, that's totally honest. And the ones in the past, I have said, hey, please thank your husband or I can do it. Whichever, you know, some of them, they don't even want to talk to you. If that's your boundaries, that's fine. But for me, I'd be like, hey, I want to express thanks. I showed you a text from one in Florida. They were not going to play, but he still wanted me to play with her. And I messaged him back and I said, to me, that's a big sign of respect that you're not wanting her to play with anybody else. But she and I had been talking and there was a connection there. And he's still like, yeah, go ahead and play with Lee.
Yeah.
That's a tough question. Over the years, yeah, I've changed. I'm much more direct. I'm still not have to give me an answer yes or no right now. But I express interest and make sure it's a genuine interest that they know this isn't just a flirting around. Hey, I would seriously like to take you on a date. I'll start with that. as we mentioned. And then if something progresses from there, very cool. Did that cover it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bounce one to you based on your blind date with my couple. Do you think we friend zone people too quick? We've had this discussion over the years and it's become more prominent in the last couple. Do we friend zone people too quick?
Sometimes I do think we do. And sometimes I'm glad we friend zone them. There was one couple that we went out with that I was kind of not 100% down for, and you were, and she was. But then in the end, we're not even friends with them now. Sometimes yes, we do friend zone quick.
Okay. But also there's plenty that we've wanted to play with, friend zone, and then didn't even maintain the friendship. So why are we just not knocking it out and seeing what transcribes afterwards? I can't say we've ever lost a friendship because we played with anybody.
No.
Well, let's look at the blind date we went out on. You expressed an interest with him before we friend zone him and somebody else snatches him up. What's it going to take for him to seal the deal with you? The attraction's there, apparently. You liked him. We clicked good. She and I, via DMs, have hit it off even better and expressed an interest. So what does it take for you to be that piece that says, okay, all four of us are in? What's going to keep you from friend zoning them?
Him not telling me his age.
Damn. Well, I'm like, dude, you just don't need to say a fucking word on this date and you're in.
No, I think that sometimes people want to continue to go out and go out and go out, where we need to hurry and kind of set up an actual play date. Instead of let's do dinner. I mean, we have some friends that's kind of what kept happening, is we kept thinking we were going to have a play date and it never happened. So at that point, it just friend zoned. Yeah. Now, we have had friends that we've been friends with for 10 years and then finally played with them. And it was amazing. But on the flip side, at some point, like that shirt says, I shaved my balls for this. I'm going to quit shaving when I'm going out with my friends. I ain't shaving my vagina for this.
Well, kind of going back to a previous question, that is one thing I like about the solo playing wives. And I wished we had the same dynamic with couples, is my unicorn date. No, get a hotel, because we're going to go eat, get drinks, and we're going to the hotel. There doesn't need to be a friendship. It's nice that there is a connection. You know, we determine that over dinner. And at any point, either of us can walk away. It's not, I paid for a hotel, we're absolutely going to do this. She could pull out at any time. We'll deal with that issue when it's there. But, you know, the wife date scene, yeah, we got an attraction.
You pretty much know. Yeah, and I think sometimes, especially with couples, you get into a routine of you're going on a date to hang out instead of you're going on a date to go have sex.
I literally think the next date with this couple, we need to discuss it beforehand. It's like, okay, we need to go somewhere a little more intimate with them, have drinks, and bring up, are y'all interested in going to a hotel? We need to make it that simple. We need to take all the BS off the table. And unless you get an odd feeling, I don't want to play with this guy.
I would say on the third one with this couple, though.
Dear Lord.
No, I would.
Why don't we wait till 13? Why are we picking 3?
Because I feel like the first one, they're just trying to kind of get back in the scene and trying to know us. I think the second one, we'll talk more of definite dynamics. And then third one would be a play date with them.
I think that's one date too many. You can literally do your steps 2 and 3 in the same date. That's where we're different.
But not with this couple, I don't feel like.
Okay.
They're coming from being French vanilla. They're not full-blown, we've been playing with all these people. They're coming into it a little bit different.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He was super nervous.
I know.
And I think you can't sit there and say, all right, next day we're going to go and fuck. I think that would freak him out.
But he goes to Vegas and plays solo. Anyway, I'll call up Mr. Downward Dog or Mr. Whatever and Downward Mr. Flexible Yoga, and we can set up a play date with him right off the bat.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. There's not even going to be a first date with them.
All right, I think we can squeeze in one more. You got any more questions for me?
So here's the ultimate question. I think we get this a lot, and I kind of ask it a lot, is, are you okay if I say no to a partner that you've already had? So with your new dynamic, I know we've always talked about, and we feel strong about being able to have veto, like me being able to say no to people. How does that go into your new dynamic? Because I know you're wanting to have repeat play partners, correct?
Yes. Same as it always been, and same as I have with you. We still have total veto power.
Let's say you're this new girl that you've played with a couple times. What if after 5 times I come in and I say no? How's that going to make you feel?
We've always said with our red flags or veto that it's no questions asked. You just say, I don't want you talking to that girl. You don't have to justify yourself. Now, I would have to say with a repeat partner, I would have the conversation. Hey, I played with her 5 times, as you mentioned. What is suddenly different that you're not getting a comfortable or that you're getting an uncomfortable feeling about.
Well, and I think that's probably makes good sense and good answer there because, and I would be honest with you about it. Like maybe I feel like you're getting too emotionally connected or there's something where she's disrespected me or, you know, something like that.
We've brought that up before that we're not going to allow somebody to disrespect our partner. Well, even with the red flag, there've been events where I was talking to someone. I remember, again, I brought her up before, a unicorn at Naughty New Orleans. It was loud and boisterous. She and I were flirting. I literally wasn't planning on going anywhere with it, but hey, I was going to flirt with an attractive lady. And you from across the pool looked at me and shook your head no. And I'm like, I know it's a no. But when you do the sign across the neck, cut it out, I walk away right then. No questions asked. And if I linger, then you have every right to jump my ass. If you say, cut it the fuck out now, walk away, I better be doing it.
Yeah.
And there's usually a good reason. That's been thrown very few times, as we've mentioned. But when it is, it's serious. You don't want me there.
No, I agree. I mean, I don't throw it out just to throw it. I usually try to use it respectfully.
And even the, like, say, the New Orleans unicorn, you're just like, it's not going to happen. And I'm like, I know it's not going to happen. We've already kind of brought that up. I'm chatting with her. There wasn't any reason for you to not let me chat with her. But you're like, you're not taking her anywhere. So holy cow, we've had a lot to fill up in a episode in the 15 months we've been off, or however long it's been, 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
I think we got a lot going on over the next couple of weeks that are going to lead to episodes in a lot quicker fashion. Looking at my travel, we should be able to squeeze them in after Pod Bash.
Yep. Hopefully we see everyone at Pod Bash. We can't wait. We're ready to throw back and party a little bit.
So how are we finishing this out?
Let's go flamingo.
So if you'd like to join us and find out what events we're at, you can reach us through our social medias, which include Twitter or the X.
Nope. Too much titties and ass on that one.
Well, what about Instagram?
Not enough titties and ass.
Well, how about Facebook?
All right. I guess that is more of our speed.
Well, last and not least, what about OnlyFans?
Yes, you probably have one. No, we don't have one. I'm just kidding.
Yet.
Yeah, you're probably going to get one.
I'll just let you go.
Do you think that I would be able to do it with an accent?
Try it. try your medieval times accent.
I don't know if I can do it.
What the fuck? You're letting us down.
No, I can't even think of how they talk now.
All right.
Hi, hello there, lords. Lords and ladies.